tangerinedream.org.
Hi, this is Mauro and the Tangerine Dream Team. 101.1 FM, Santa Cruz, free and wild radio preserve, because baby guitars need a place to play.
What is music?
Greetings, Santa Cruz and world listeners.
We are the Tangerine Dream Team Hour.
...100% independent music brought to you by
Tenderfoot Tim and
Coral Reef, broadcasting 1 hour a week, both local and worldwide, independent artists, in-studio guests, and exploring the world of independent music.
Awesome. Streaming at www.freakradio.org and 101.1 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Tune in every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Broaden your musical horizons.
Let's record every song you got.
Come down to the studio.
We'll definitely whittle through them in a day.
What is music?
This is a lifetime challenge.
Yeah, but I mean, it's too fast anyway.
You expect a brief answer? You want the short answer?
No one else really would want it to put us on the label.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, no. It's good. It felt nice.
1, 2, 3.
Right. I think I was composing more.
I told you, you need to prepare me for something.
What is music?
And welcome again to the Tangerine Dream Team Hour. I'm Coral Reef. This week I have the interview I did at Moe's Alley, and it was with Big Light. I will be playing that interview along with their music from their new album, Animals in Bloom. It was a hot rockin' concert on a rainy night in Santa Cruz. So here's one of the first songs I want to play. Big Light.
Friend.
happened to you? My missus asking what happened to Cashin. Oh, he went sailing and we thought that we lost him.
It was a great concert, and I've got a bit of interview to play, and I'm going to get going on it right now.
This is Coral Reef, and I'm here at Moe's Alley with Big Light, and they're getting ready to go on about, 10:30 or so tonight, and they're here talking with me about their new album, Animals in Bloom, and their life as performers and what it's like, what it's been like. And you know, I guess I could introduce all the members. There's, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Fred, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Steve. I play bass, sing a little backup vocal here and there.
I'm Bradley. I play drums.
Jeremy. I play lead guitar and pretend to sing.
Well, it's going to be great. I've heard a lot of your music already, and you know, your music has a unique tone to it. And is that something you plan along that tone?
Good question.
It kind of happens over time, I think. You develop a tone and a sound, maybe. I don't know.
I should say this band is hard rock, and it's got pop vocals and unique tone to it. So I was just wanting to know, you know, if you kind of planned that out and how that goes. Like,
we went for, like, on the record especially, went for original, you know, as much as we could. Like, tried to do some experiment with ideas and tried different things, and probably a result of that is something sort of unique, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's also a combination of all the things we love, all the different kind of music we like, and all that kind of stuff.
Seems like our songs kind of go in the pop route, but musically we're all into other things, and that clearly comes through on the back end of it. Try to crud things up with noise and all that kind of stuff.
Supersonic set again, I get a better kill.
Did your band have a penchant for expanding the each of the songs, either well-crafted songs on stage?
Some of them just are as they are. We play them, you know, relatively in the same structure, form every night. But some can, you know, can go on longer, wider, faster.
I should at least have like a couple that could stretch out, you know, like something that opens up a little bit more in the set. So I think we kind of try to, you know, account for that when we're making a set list and stuff.
Allows us to play in front of different types of audiences too.
Yeah.
Being able to do both, do the jam and the indie thing and the pop thing and stuff. You know, it helps cross some boundaries.
So I know that I talked to you a little bit beforehand that there's what I read was that you use an amp sometimes that used to belong to Jerry Garcia. And Fred wanted to comment on there, or didn't want to comment on that.
Well, it's a true story.
And does that help your tone at all?
Well,
will you be using that?
For sure. Uh-huh. Jerry was the boss of tone, right?
So we had an amp. Incredible we used tone. An amp on our record, actually, that belonged to Jerry Garcia. We don't currently have or own the amp, but we recorded. Fred recorded a lot of his guitar parts, right? Several of them, at least.
Mm-hmm.
On an old amp of Jerry Garcia's that now belong to a roadie that
his former guitar tech.
Yeah, his former guitar tech, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
His name's Kid. Hi, Kid. Kid Candelario. Yeah. Hi. We miss you.
He's a legend.
Yeah, if fans heard about that would be here, they would definitely want to see that amp here.
Yeah, it's not here.
I'd love to go back and take a look at it myself. And then, you know, just plug in and play out of it. I think that amp kind of made our record in the long run, you know, tone-wise and sound.
Yeah.
God, I mean, I feel like a lot of it came from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I like
we
about
were,
it.
You know, driving to be, not that we were driving to be Jerry Garcia or anything like that, it just sounded good, you know, it's as simple as that.
Instrumentals take you know, cut loose and then you know, add on to it by having the song well, you know, formed before you have each song well crafted. I listened to a lot of your music with headphones because I heard that might be getting, you can hear a lot that way.
You hear the ear candy that way.
And what is that?
Kind of the hidden stuff, the stuff below the surface. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily jump out right away, but it's there.
Yeah, I can tell what you mean, I think.
Some of the weirder sounds and stuff that you hear, you know, the kind of the more organic stuff. Or
there's some ghosts in there, there's swirling around, ghost noises.
There's lots of instruments too, that sort of double each other, so it might be a part, like a musical part, but it's doubled with another instrument, so it has its own sort of sound altogether.
It's actually part of the lyric.
Oh, yeah. What song is that?
Panther. Oh.
Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be the very long one.
And you also have Triceratops. That's sort of a reference to an animal, huh?
Yep. Although we heard there's actually no Triceratops.
You watch your mouth.
Yeah.
There's definitely.
The science.
The essence. So what kind of audiences generally come to your concerts? At what age?
Age group.
All mixed ages. Mixed bag. All sorts of ages of people. I mean,
maybe leans on more female dominated.
I think so. Probably.
But also, because.
Japanese.
also, I think because we're like sort of in the early stage, we're reaching out to a lot of our friends and people, family and people we know. And it seems like everybody who comes to the show, no matter like what generation they're from or whatever, usually enjoys it. Has, you know, gets something out of it. So I think it does kind of cross the generations.
Yeah, some of our ages. Most devoted fans are older.
Actually. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Older women.
Dr. Bob.
Well, no.
Dr. Bob will be here tonight.
And our parents.
Yeah, that's a good call, man.
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint it to one person.
So does that mean you're on your best behavior? Your parents are coming.
They're not gonna be here tonight. But
no.
But they do. Yeah, it doesn't put us on our best behavior.
My parents would be here if they were around, but they're so gone right now.
I think probably Steve and Jeremy's folks have seen the band the most. Right? Would you say?
Yeah.
Fred and my parents have seen the band like a couple times.
Yeah.
But let's face it, you've toured all over the country, so. You can't take all your friends with you. So when you go everywhere, and how many places have you toured? What's it like? So it's a new experience each time.
Some are great, and some are terrible. You know, it's the truth. There's some nights that are super highs when you show up into a town and you're playing in front of hundreds of people you didn't even know were going to show up, and then the very next night you go to another town and play in front of the bartender and his girlfriend. And on the, in that, you try to play the best you can every night.
And try and make a great impression. It's the best smorgasbord of pop, rock, jazz, country, all mixed into one that I've heard for a long time.
Cool.
Nice. I really enjoyed it. And, I invited my friends to come here.
Cool.
I think some of them will be coming. Showed up. So what's the best gig you ever did? Is it live clubs like this? It's small or large?
Some of our best gigs have been in this room, actually, probably. Just because we played it so many times. We probably hit some highs here.
The
first night when we did the two-night run with the Hips, we opened up for the Mother Hips two nights, and I thought the first night of that was us at the top of our game.
Yeah, that was a good show.
We really
crushed
the room.
That was a really good show.
So what do you like about Santa Cruz?
Every time we're here, people bring us food.
The beach, yeah.
Somebody bakes us something.
The salty air.
Strawberries?
Strawberries.
And the crowds love you, right?
They've been very nice to us.
Have good, expand your show, you jam out, and they love the psychedelic
style. They shake.
Yeah.
They shake their heads. They stand there and stare.
Santa Cruz is a pretty... I think if I didn't live like up in like the San Francisco, I live in Oakland actually, but that area, I think I'd probably want to live in Santa Cruz. It's just kind of like easygoing, beach town.
I like the vibe. I got married here last year, so it's special to me for that.
And the whole like wedding hang was kind of in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, it was in Santa Cruz. We like were here all weekend.
Might have been one of the best hangs I've ever had in my entire life.
It was a great hang. My wedding was spectacular. Thank you, Santa Cruz.
Can't some die young? Can't some
just begun. But he ain't got no plan. He's in a country band. They ain't rich, but that's fine. But you got a backyard tan. It's an ice cold every night. The smoke kills his lungs. Shotgun suicide, loading that gun, makes you say, can't some die young, can't some die young, we're really gonna die young, can't some die young, can't some die young, can't some die young, we're really gonna die young, can't some die.
Is very sweet and sort of like just, you know, away from like the urban areas of this area.
And just got good weather, generally best weather I've ever been living in, even though I lived in Bay Area before.
I grew up in Saratoga, just over the hill.
I love that town.
Yeah,
it's a good town.
Small little town.
It's cool that you grew up there.
Yeah, the Valley foothills.
Sorry.
For those of you not in the room, the commander's over there making faces at us.
Yeah, maybe I could talk to the manager,
I'll talk to you
Chris.
All night long. Just gonna ask him a question.
We wonder what plans you have for this group here.
The future looks bright.
It's a bright big light. And I think you have a great name for your group, and I hope you stay together and become even a big, big light.
Aw, oh, thanks.
Nice. Sweet. Everyone is very adept at their instrument and their songwriting, whatever you're doing.
Yep.
Is anything personal you'd like to add? You've been advertising anything?
Yeah, it's a good show coming.
Oh, we're playing New Year's Eve in San Francisco at the Café du Nord. That's a good thing to talk about, right?
We're Spaceland on December 16th.
Oh, yeah, we're playing in
Los Angeles.
It's an ominous knock.
Door. Yeah, it was like a cop knock.
Steve gets a sex change on December 19th.
Yeah, I was wondering if
you... Right. Yep.
So yeah,
that means that some of you are single.
Robert Levy.
Robert Levy, everybody. Robert
this
Levy.
This is the guy who booked us the first time ever.
Oh, yeah, our first gig.
Good. Yeah.
It's unique interview.
This guy's
a little
guy.
Just very real him.
Yeah, ask him.
He's responsible for all this.
Good.
Down.
hands are the work of a modern man. But the truth is like a rock in the ground, and the roots are growing up, the roots are waking up, the roots are growing up. It's got me down.
Oh yeah,
big plans for 2011. Want to get the band out there more.
hot.
Nice.
About how much do you tour a year, a month? Or?
We're trying to play maybe 100 shows next year, maybe more.
Yeah.
Close to 60 this year. It's pretty good.
A couple, two or three laps around the country probably is.
I heard.
Pretty fair.
That'd be
pretty hard.
I have a gift for you. I heard that. Think of a shred.
Yeah, thank you. Yay. Thank you. Very nice of you. Wow, I can't believe that you got a siege. That's awesome.
That was fucking rad.
Wow.
Awesome.
We can siege this room out. We might walk on stage with
maybe
this.
Yeah, we should smudge the stage.
Smell it.
Smudge the hand. Yeah. Uh-huh. So where did you see this that we like to sage?
It was in your press kit, interview.
Sure, press on the stage.
I didn't mean it.
It's awesome.
People pay attention.
People are reading it.
That's cool. That you brought a sage. Thank you.
You should. What's the blog called? That's a good little.
Tell them about the blog.
Yeah, we've been blogging.
There's a blog that we started called Animals of Doom, which you can go to by visiting our website. Yep.
It's on
sleepywheels.blogspot.com.
Say that
again.
Sleepywheels.blogspot.com.
Okay.
The website?
Yep.
Say that when you're there.
Sleepywheels.blogspot.com. It's secret.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's our secret website.
Yeah. Search
Animals
Damn.
We'll probably turn up.
Actually, it doesn't.
But you can find it at the website, biglightband.com. You can find it there.
That's right, biglightband.com.
Uh-huh. That's the portal to all things.
It's important.
You have a great photo in the Good Times, or was it the Metro this week?
What was it? SF?
Santa Cruz Weekly.
Santa Cruz Weekly?
Yeah, the weekly used to be called the Metro. Sorry about that, Metro.
Was it a good picture?
Very good. Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah. It's out there in the lobby. Out there in the area. Okay, that.
Yeah, I'm really going
to. Yeah.
Well, this has been great. I hope you have wonderful playing.
We're stoked.
Any last thought?
Thank you for talking to us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks for the gift.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for the gift very much.
Hey, happy birthday, happy new year.
Yeah. It's actually my dad's 70th birthday today.
Today.
Oh. Yeah. So. Happy birthday, Fred Sr.
Yeah, can you put that on the radio?
Yeah, you want to say anything to hey, Dad?
Oops, sorry.
Just flip this up. You know.
Thanks,
Dad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say happy birthday, Dad. Happy 70th, Fred Sr.
That's a big one.
Yeah, 70. Right? Yeah.
So thank you very much, Big Light.
Thanks.
All four of you are wonderful. I'll have equal spokesmanship. Playing. I'm looking forward to hearing you.
We are looking forward to playing.
All right.
Okay.
Sinking a glorious riding car, all your friends
And it was really fun. It was really fun interviewing. It was great to be there. And I've got this song off their Blogspot about Loaded, and I'm going to have it on just a second here, called Cloud Splitter. is Coral Reef, and you've been listening to Big Light on the Tangerine Dream Team show. Next will be Free the Land, but a few more songs between. This is a band that's playing tonight at Moe's. It's New Riders of Purple Sage and Glendale Train. Well, it was going to be that. Anyway, we got some more songs happening. Stay tuned.